Amber Nealon Thompson here on Sounds of Praise and Making Me. 7 a.m. It's the Sounds of Praise time. Where has the morning gone? 2 hours into our program already. Still not too late to get in your music requests, your dedication, your prayer requests, or your praise report. But you need to call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I haven't got a date yet. I'm supposed to be projecting the Sounds of Praise schedule all the way to the end of the year. But I haven't had a chance to do that. But we've been getting a lot of great music from Daywind Records, and we are going to have a Sunday program. I don't know when, but sometime in the near future, featuring gospel with a southern flavor. I think you're going to enjoy that. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m., this is a public service announcement coming your way.
American Cancer Society, 62nd Breast Cancer Radio. This is spot number ACC6000, generic.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I couldn't really understand what the doctor was telling me.
This is Kendall.
I felt so helpless. The fact that I could turn to the American Cancer Society for information was truly a blessing.
She called us when she needed answers anytime, day or night, and when she needed hope.
I know they play a huge role in research, but I couldn't believe everything else they do, like promoting awareness and advocating for mammograms for women who haven't been able to get them. They even offered me support in my own community.
Kendall is a survivor, and now she's a volunteer with the American Cancer Society.
They helped me get my life back. It feels good to be able to share a little bit of it with them.
This is the American Cancer Society. This is how we're making strides against breast cancer. No one does more to fight breast cancer than the American Cancer Society. Call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org to learn more.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., and this is Hillsong from the album Youth Revival and Where You Are here on Sounds of Praise.
Hot on the wire, hitting the fire for so long. But you show me better, a new kind of love. It's ever the one I want. I'm lifting you higher, higher. There's nothing that I'd rather do. A sweet elevation, our praises. There's no this before, the kind of life that I cannot find on my own. I've seen the world, but I have never been so sure that I want your heart. God, I just wanna be where you are. I just wanna be where your love, like nothing I've seen. My wildest of dreams don't come close. I've never known better than living like this. I cannot resist you, Lord. I'm lifting you higher, higher. There's nothing that I'd rather do. A sweet elevation, our praises. There's no one I love more than you. I never knew a love like this before. That I want your heart.
I bring you good news that God will see you through, and He won't,
God, He won't
fail you.
Mm-hmm.
From my childhood to right now, He's been a faithful friend of mine. Good always outweigh my bad, and He never,
God, He won't,
oh Lord,
fail you.
You know what else? Listen, in spite of your circumstance, He's a God of another chance. He never,
God, He won't,
and He won't fail. Cannot keep, but you know what I found out, that He won't,
God, He won't
fail you.
Fail you.
Listen, He did not fail my mother. Oh, when my father died, and He won't,
God,
fail you.
He won't,
no, He won't
fail you.
I got one more thing. Last year I had pain in my back, and the pain was so severe. On a scale from 1 to 10, so what is your pain? I said 0. He didn't fail,
God,
me.
He
hallelujah.
Won't.
That was evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar with "He Won't Fail You." No, He won't. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Ever since we did the Aretha Franklin, James Cleveland program, I have been playing an oldie from the past, calling it an old landmark song. And we have one for you today, Billy and Sarah Gaines here on Sounds of Praise. And this is one of my gospel favorites, Blessed Assurance.
Thank you.
my story.
And that's our old landmark song, Billy and Sarah Gaines and Blessed Assurance. 7:16 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get your prayer requests or your praise report into us. The phone number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. and Pass Me Not here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise Ministry segment of the ministry. And we have quite a number of prayer requests and a couple of praise reports as well. We are praying for Michelle of Medford. She's going to go see a new eye doctor. And we're praying that all things are going to work well in that situation. And also for victory in her life over loneliness and smoking. We're praying that God's going to continue to do the tremendous work that he's already begun in and through her life. We're praying for potential added workers here in the Christian Challenge Ministry. There's a number of individuals we're reaching out to and others who've mentioned their interests in what we're doing. So we're praying that God's going to minister in their lives, open doors and make ways. We have some tremendous things ahead of us as far as the direction that God is leading us in. And we're praising God for my first book. I heard from my editor this past week, and the completely edited book should be in my hands by the end of the month, if not sooner. And then there is the need to determine the right publisher, printer. There's still work to be done on the front and back covers, and then getting individuals prepared to handle the distribution and all the other things that are going into it. But we're praising God. We've made some tremendous progress over the years, and we're looking to him for complete continued direction and victory. The book is entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. We're praying for the victims of the gas explosions and fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. People have been displaced. One person has died, others with some injuries as well. And we're praying that God's going to minister in that situation. And the victims of the gas explosions and fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, Massachusetts. And we're also praying for the victims of the Hurricane Florence in North and South Carolina, and I believe Virginia. And according to the forecast, some of that rain is going to be heading in our direction Tuesday or Wednesday or so. So we're praying that God's going to minister here and there as well. We're praying for an individual I encountered yesterday. He has a deformed arm. And we're praying that God's going to minister in his behalf. An individual I encountered yesterday with a deformed arm. We're praying God's going to minister and accomplish great things in his life as well. We're praying for A.H. A.H. Has an inoperable brain tumor. And we're praying that God's going to do a miraculous work in his behalf. In A.H., an inoperable brain tumor. And we're praying for Pastor Jasper Williams. Jasper Williams Jr. He's been criticized for his eulogy at the Aretha Franklin service. I think it's really unwarranted. He had to preach what I believe God gave him to preach at that time. I didn't find anything wrong with what he said as far as the Word of God is concerned. He didn't tell any lies, and he gave what needs to be done in these days. I think ministers need to stand up and preach the Word and not worry about the results. Leave the results in the hands of Almighty God. We're praying for MP. MP, he had a fall and suffered a concussion and some brain damage. So we're praying God's going to minister in the life of MP who had a fall and suffered a concussion and some brain damage. So we have a lot to pray about and praise God for. Let's do him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning with thanksgiving. We have someone to whom we can turn. These are desperate times, and things are probably only going to get worse as time goes on. So we're looking to you, O Lord, to minister in the life of these your people, because we have no one else to turn to whom we can trust is going to do a great and mighty work in our behalf. So we pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in the life of Michelle of Medford, Lord. Give her your victory as she continues to seek individuals who are going to be able to minister in her eye situation. But you can do what doctors can't accomplish, so we're claiming victory in that situation as well. Claiming victory over loneliness, Lord, and you're going to work in her life and deliver her from smoking and give her the victory that you alone can give. And may the word of God just flood her life and overshadow her life, that she might share the truth of your word and your good works and into the lives of others as well, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're praying for a number of potential added workers in the Christian Challenge Ministry. We have a lot of things on the table as far as what God would have us to do, and we need willing and able and helping hands. And we're praying for a number of individuals that we're reaching out to, and others who've reached out to us to become involved. And we pray, oh Lord, that you would minister powerfully in each and every life. Open doors and make ways, and may they realize that if this is what you would have them to do, that they may follow through, Lord, and according to your perfect will, may great and mighty things take place as you provide for each and every one of them and give them your direction, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And as I shared with Michelle of Medford a little while ago, we're praising you, Lord, for my first book, The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, which will be completely edited on our book before the end of this month. So therefore, Lord, we thank you for how you brought us through all these many years. And now we are reaching the point where we can seek out a publisher, printer. We're going to be self-publishing it, and that you would give us your direction as far as sales are concerned and distribution is concerned. And may great and mighty things be accomplished. We know that if we continue to put our faith and trust in you, you're able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. So we pray that the reality of and the truth of this book will reach deep down to the life of every reader, and we're claiming victories in advance in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're praying for the victims of the gas explosions and fires in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. We're also praying for the victims of Hurricane Florence in North and South Carolina and Virginia. And we pray, oh God, that you would open doors and make ways, Lord, so these individuals will be able to return to their homes. And those whose homes have been destroyed, may you provide the means whereby the homes can be rebuilt, or they might find other lodging places that will be even better than what they had in the past. We know you're the God of the overflow. So we pray that you would minister powerfully in each and every life, in each and every situation, and may great and wondrous things take place, because you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We're praying for a young man that I met yesterday. He had a deformed arm. We're praying that God's going to minister his behalf. I don't even know his name, but I was touched by his condition. We pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in his entire body. May there be, if there be other areas where the deformed action has taken place, that you would relieve it, you would alleviate it, you would heal him completely. You are the one who has done great and mighty things in times past. You told the man with the withered arm to stretch it forth, and he did that, and healing took place. And so therefore, we're praying, O Lord, that you would do the same in the life of this individual. And may he realize the healing that he received has come from your hand. And may he in turn turn his life over to you to be served, that he might serve you in spirit and in truth, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. We're praying for A.H., who has an inoperable brain tumor. And we're praying for M.P., who fell and suffered a concussion and some brain damage. Father, we put these two individuals into your hands. Father, what the doctors and science and medicine can accomplish, we're looking to you to accomplish in the behalf of these individuals. And may great and mighty works take place, because you are our great and mighty God, and nothing is too hard for you. And as we continue to intercede in behalf of these individuals, may they receive the healing and deliverance that you alone can give. And may they realize it has come from your hand. And may they in turn yield themselves to you and to your control, so you might minister powerfully in their behalf. And may their loved ones, O Lord, continue in the faith. And may many be drawn into the kingdom through the great and mighty works you're going to accomplish in and through their lives, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, Amen. And for Pastor Jasper Williams Jr., who's been criticized for his eulogy at the Aretha Franklin service a few weeks ago, we pray, Lord, you will strengthen your servant. We thank you, Lord, for the forthrightness with which he has preached your word. And may he withstand all the criticism and continue to speak, thus saith the Lord, so that many might hear the truth from your word and in turn be blessed and strengthened and encouraged to go forward. We know that much criticism could be coming against your people in the days which are ahead and in these days as well. Even around the world, there are those believers in you who are going through various tests and trials and where their very lives are on the line because of their faith in you. But we're praying for deliverance and victory and healing and great blessings because of the truth of your word, the gospel which cannot fail. May it go forth, Lord, with great power and anointing, and may yokes be destroyed and souls be set free is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, September 16th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158, or you can mail it to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive it, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. It's 7:40 here on Sounds of Praise, and I've played a ton of music. Let me go back and see if I can find where we left off, or where we began. This set, I guess, is what I want to say. We began with Kirk Franklin and Road Trip, followed by Freddie Rodriguez and Tell the World. Isaac Carey was In the Middle, and that was so nice. We went back and played that one twice. Amber Nelson, Amber Nealon Thompson with He's Making Me, and that was nice, and we went back and played that one twice as well. Then we heard from Hillsong with Where You Are, evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar followed with He Won't Fail You. Then we had our old landmark song, Billy and Sarah Gaines with Blessed Assurance. This was not intended to be an old landmark song, but it is an old landmark song. Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. led us into the United Prayer and Praise Ministry segment of the ministry with Pass Me Not. And we concluded that with Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton, and Call on Him. And that's what we hope that everyone will do who needs the salvation gift of Jesus Christ the Lord. Selah, up next here on Sounds of Praise, and this is Broken Ladders.
You never asked me to be king, build my tower up to the sky. So why do I try? You never asked me to be rich, buy the things that gold can buy. So why do I try? All you ever wanted was my heart, my simple heart. To you, that's all that really matters. Why do I feel I have to reach, believe I have to rise, when you never said I me forget the truth. All you ever wanted was my heart, my simple heart. To you, that's all it really matters. Why do I feel I have to reach? Believe I have to rise when you never say. These broken letters. Oh, these broken
It's 7:45 here on Sounds of Prairie, but in the background we have the Tri-State Mass Choir, and the song's entitled If You Come to Him. This is what really Sounds of Prairie is all about. The main thing that we do is try to point individuals to the reality of the salvation gift of Jesus Christ, so that if you have never received Him, or if you're not sure where you stand with Him, you can receive the assurance of His salvation this day. I want to lead you in prayer right now so that you might receive God's gift of great gift of salvation to the entire world. That's what John 3:16 tells us, that God so loved you and the entire world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And if you recognize your need for God's salvation gifts, through the music that we played in the past or the things that have been said on the program, we pray that this would be your day of salvation. Won't you pray this prayer? If you mean what the words are saying, God will give you His salvation. It's a gift. You don't have to work for it. God has it for you. You just need to receive Him. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus, I recognize that my life is out of control. I have no victory. No matter what I may attain in this world, I find no real satisfaction, no lasting joy, no peace. But You promise to provide all my need as I yield myself to You and to Your control. So I'm coming this morning, giving myself to You, asking for Your forgiveness for all my sins of the past, and that You would fill me with Your Spirit so I might live a life this day and the days which are ahead that will be pleasing to You and will be a source of blessing and salvation to others, so they might receive the victory that You've given and promised to me, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And we can receive by calling me on the air, 748. Now I'll be here at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Like I said, if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still get that material to me by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off some other day what you need to do today. Some other day, it's not promised to anyone.
Come on! Yeah.
And we pray that you have come to him. And if so, please give us a call or write to us or email me so that we can get that material out to you so you know what to do now that you're giving your life to him. And again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. God wants you to know how to live the greatest life ever. Janice Gaines here on Sounds of Praise.
Hey, if I wanted to get technical, it's really not about me, oh, but it keeps me wanting more and more. To get comfortable, I can say the things you don't need, oh, like the worry, stress, and shame. Get the truth and you can be free, oh, by the time you try to figure out how to fix whatever you broke.
And that was Janice Gaines and The Greatest Life. 7:58 at the Sounds of Praise time. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. We're going to go out with the late Bishop Andre Crouch along with Bishop Marvin Winans and let the church say amen. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, Our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.